Beyond the Barricade is a very well-known theatre production, and it's been coming to the area for, 17 years, in fact. And Beyond the Barricade is a celebration of musical theatre. So the guys who set it up all those years ago were previous performers in Les Mis in the West End. And they realised, obviously, with that being such a fantastic and such a popular show, that they could probably make a concert out of it, doing shows with just the music from that. So they started that, as I say, all that time ago, and did very well. And over the years, people have gradually asked them to do more songs. So people would sort of be requesting songs alongside, obviously, the popular Les Mis music. So Beyond the Barricade was born really back then, and it's been coming to this area and lots of other areas around the country. It's actually around 55 tour dates each year. So it's a very popular show, and it's a celebration of musical theatre. So normally inside a theatre, and we're very fortunate to be bringing it to Taverham, just outside Norwich, where we're having the first ever outdoor picnic performance of Beyond the Barricade. So it's great to combine the two, really.
And it's a lovely location you've got here.
It's fantastic here. We really fell in love with this venue as soon as we first viewed it. I've actually been to a few events here myself, where I first got the idea of doing something similar. And you know, as soon as we spoke to the venue, they were really supportive, and you know, they couldn't wait to have something like Beyond the Barricade coming to Taverham. A lot of the staff at the school had seen it in the Theatre Royal, so of course they were jumping with joy when we told them it was coming here. And also, Beyond the Barricade, the team behind the show are very sort of hands-on with the running of it. They viewed the venue and they loved it as well. So yeah, it's a fantastic site, surrounded with beautiful trees and parklands. So yeah, perfect for a picnic on a sunny day.
Looking at the actual site, it sort of gently slopes down, almost an ideal stage venue.
Absolutely, and there's nothing worse as they're going to a massive concert with loads of people, and obviously, well, I normally am late to everything, as you know, Graham, so I'd sort of turn up as one of the last ones and I'd be near the back. But the good thing about this this venue, like you say, there's a gradual slope, so it's sort of a natural amphitheatre, really. And yeah, it doesn't really matter where you're sitting, because we haven't got thousands of people coming, it's really going to feel intimate, so it will just feel like you are in the theatre, and you will hear it, you know, wherever you're sitting, whether it is right at the front or at the back on that slope.
And many people will be surprised to hear your voice. You're organising this. People will have heard you on the radio, but not realise that you do organise events like this.
Absolutely. Obviously love radio, and obviously got lots of links to North Norfolk Radio, and should be probably due on there again soon. So yeah, I've got a different hat on. This is what I sort of tend to do. I say 9 to 5, but it never really is that. It's more 9 to 9, really, or longer. Last night was quite a long night setting everything up. But yeah, no, it's great to combine the two. Obviously we've done lots through the radio station, and you know, North Norfolk Radio being at all the best carnivals and stuff in North Norfolk, and it's probably really there where I got a buzz for being outside and having work and combining the two, and you know, and having a great time. So yeah, it's really been a big passion of mine to put on something like this. This is the largest event we have put on as a business, so it's I wouldn't say it's nerve-wracking times. It's certainly exciting, but yeah, there's lots to be doing. So hopefully I can sit back for a few of the numbers and enjoy the show, but I'd like to think there's probably something else more important to ensure the smooth running of it.
And you go straight on from this to the Royal Philharmonic.
We do. A lot of these picnic concerts, you'll have them all sort of squeezed in back to back, so you might come to one on one night and then the next night it'll be another act. But because this is the first year we have done an event of this size at Taverham, we purposely kept them a month apart. So we'll obviously, we're sure, you know, with the guys running this event, we're sure that everything is going to run smoothly. But if there are any things, you know, there might be anything from updating the car park to the layout of the site, we've got a month to sort that out. And putting on the Royal Philharmonic event is probably going to be double the size of Beyond the Barricade, so we really do want to get it right. So yeah, we've got a good gap in between if we do need to make any changes. Hopefully there aren't any, you know, anything too drastic, but of course the wine has to be stocked behind the bar and there has to be enough beer for you and I, Graham. So yeah, so fingers crossed. But yeah, Royal Philharmonic Orchestra, fantastic, obviously very well known orchestra, so it's great to be having those as well as Beyond the Barricade. Obviously they're two very different acts, but everyone loves a picnic concert with, you know, a familiar sound, so that's great.